Here's a quick one on Elvis and drugs. Elvis was taking uppers from his mother in 1957.
That's how he got the habit of taking narcotics.
That's when he started stealing from his mom in 1957. Gladys, that's his mom, had a tremendous problem with the change of life. It was squirreling around. Her doctor had given her these things, and Elvis would steal them out of the bottle. So Elvis is stealing his mom's medication for menopause.
Yeah, I mean, that is just so weird. It is. I mean, just for a kid to be doing that, it just doesn't make any sense.
And Elvis's mom, listen to this, how bright she is. She couldn't figure out how she was taking so many of these pills. And she would go to get her prescription refilled.
How you feeling today, Mama?
Hey. The pill, 1957, new to the market, was Dexedrine.
Hey, boy, I feel so much energy.
Well, Elvis got hold of that damn bottle, and he took two or three of them. I said, boy, I want to stay on this elevator for a while after Elvis gave me a couple.
I'm the king of the world.
We used to get so goddamn ripped, our teeth would shatter.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I couldn't even swallow one of Elvis's pills because it would stick in my throat. Elvis loved the S out of pills. He loved what they did. Any pills. He would open a bottle of pear aspirin and chew the whole damn bottle.
Oh, my God.
He thought pills were the answer for anything.
Mm-hmm. Take my pills. My attack.
If anybody believed that medicine would shape the world... It was Elvis.
I am a living tribute to modern medicine, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, fantastic.
Now, listen, for our final Elvis act, this is going to have to be two-part because this is so long. And incidentally, Elvis is still dead, everybody.
Yep.
We're going to talk Elvis and sex now. This is some of the best stuff about Elvis that we have.
Pretty amazing. The king of rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen.
23 years ago today, August 16, 1977, Elvis died as he lay on a bathroom floor in Graceland. With 14 drugs in his body and his gold pajama bottoms around his ankles, the constipated singer had suffered massive heart failure and fallen off his toilet.
The way this stuff's written about the king of rock and roll.
Once, in the opinion of millions, the most handsome man in the world.
Yes.
He had long since lost his looks to drugs, the passage of years, and his eating sprees. Now there on the floor in his last moments, he struggled under his own weight. Still, he managed to crawl several feet, collapsing on the red shag carpeting and vomiting where he lay. In minutes, Elvis was dead at 42. The woman who found him, 20-year-old Ginger Allen. I'm just realizing the best part of the story is to come. A Memphis Beauty Contest winner who held the illustrious titles of Miss Mid-South and Miss Traffic Safety didn't know what to think.
Miss Mid-South and Traffic Safety.
Elvis's drug protocol was so intense that often he would get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and never make it back to bed. Aides would find him sprawled on the floor, zonked out, and cursing his own private hemisphere. At first, Ginger thought nothing out of the ordinary. When she first saw him, Elvis was slumped on his left side, his knees drawn up, his rump exposed, hands under his face, almost in a praying position. His face was partly buried in the carpet, blood caking his nostrils.
Uh-oh.
A book he'd been reading flung nearby. When Ginger called to him and got no reply, she touched his arm. It was cold. Alarmed, she turned his head and got her first look at his swollen, distorted features. Ginger gasped. The tongue from which so many great songs had once come was lolling out of his mouth. Even more shocking, discoloration had set in from the waist up.
Oh, my God.
Elvis's skin, once a fetching olive in hue, was now purple black. An EMS worker summoned to the familiar address believed he was trying to resuscitate an African American and was later stunned to learn that the dead man was Elvis.
EAP. Wow.
Ginger had shared Elvis's bed that night, a rarity. She hated sleeping over, preferring to sneak home after Elvis took his medication and fell asleep. Why? Because for years, Elvis Presley, the biggest sex symbol in the history of America, could not satisfy a woman. The secret he most feared getting out, even more than his drug use, was that the sexiest man alive was impotent.
Can you imagine if he'd been alive in the days of Viagra?
He received regular testosterone shots from his doctor, George Nicopolis.
Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick.
I need my testosterone shot, man. Everything can be saved with a shot or a pill, man.
Right. Hey, man, Jesus.
Ooh.
My skin is now purple black.
Unbelievable, man.
Look at my tongue sticking out of my mouth.
Here I am. I'm the king of rock and roll.
Looking was one thing and doing was another. The long-concealed truth is that Elvis never enjoyed intercourse. He liked foreplay. He liked Regis.
Yeah, I don't like intercourse.
Elvis never enjoyed intercourse. He liked foreplay and everything that led up to intercourse. Kissing, hugging, and above all, baby talk.
Hey, I just don't want to put this there, Jack.
The special language he shared with his mom, Gladys, but not coitus itself. Elvis, a country boy, Elvis was uncircumcised.
Hey, look at my fire hose, man.
And complained to cronies that intercourse hurt his foreskin and made him bleed.
Oh, man, this does not please me greatly.
Look, I'm bleeding.
If only I could have gotten a circumcision.
What, then, was the sex life of the king of rock and roll?
Yes.
While Elvis's stepmother, Dee Presley, says Vernon Presley, his father, told her that Elvis and Gladys had crossed the line and actually become lovers.
Oh.
Those close to both Elvis and Gladys insisted it never happened.
No way, man.
At the same time, it's difficult to believe Elvis didn't experience some sort of erotic charge during the mother-son ritual of petting that began in the 1940s.
Wow.
During Elvis's formative years, Gladys, Elvis, and Vernon, out of necessity, all slept in the same bed, and this continued until Elvis was 13.
Ooh.
When Elvis was 4 or 5, there was an incident in which his mama and Aunt Cleides were dancing around to some music.
Aunt what?
Cleides.
It's an interesting name for an aunt.
Mm-hmm. They were up on a trunk, waving their skirts around.
Oh, that crazy Aunt Cleides.
So they were flying up. Maybe it's Clet. C-L-E-T-T-E-S.
Cletus?
I like Cleides better.
I like Cleides better, too.
They were up on a trunk.
Or you can leave it as Clet.
Aunt Clet. They were up on a trunk, waving their skirts around, so they were flying up.
Oh, Aunt Clet.
Elvis was in the room, and the more they danced, the more excited he got.
Oh, dear.
Now, Elvis is 5, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand where that would come from.
He grabbed my mama by the leg and said, "Oh, my Peter."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Peter. Gladys went wild. She yanked him up and yelled out, "You quit that damn dancing." She pointed at Elvis and said, "Look what you're doing to him."
Okay. A very normal childhood, as we can all tell.
Oh, my Peter.
Hey.
Hey, Mama, let's pet. I'm going to go to bed. Let's pet.